Let's just pray as we think about this Bible passage together. Father, we pray that you would open our ears and open our minds to hear from you for your glory and our good. Amen. Amen. Well, as I've said, the place that we've got to in the big story of the Bible is this story, and the story is about King David. And he is a famous, famous figure in the Old Testament, someone who I'm sure we've all heard of. And this little story that we've heard read for us today is one of the maybe most powerful parables that anyone tells in the Old Testament. And Jesus loved to tell these stories with meanings, these parables. And here we have one that we're going to think about this morning. And as we do that, we are, as I've said, this is the time of King David. He's been king for something like 20 years. He's probably about 50 years old as we get to this story. And it's quite a long way from that shepherd boy who defeated Goliath to the person that we read about in this story today. But to help us think about this story and the lessons that we can take this morning, I need a little bit of help. And so Roxy and Sophie are going to come and help me. And I think JJ might come in. Chloe is going to come and help me. Anybody else? Jihoon, do you want to come and help me? Because what I've got here is a 1,000-piece jigsaw. And we're not going to do it. But I want you to do is to take these around and give everybody in the room one of these pieces. Can you do that? Give everybody one of these pieces. So as you receive a little piece of this jigsaw, if I could just ask you, we'll try and look after these pieces so that we might be able to do this jigsaw at the place of welcome or somewhere else in the weeks ahead. But when you get your little piece of jigsaw, if you would just have a look at it and study it carefully. And the question I've got for you is, can you tell me what the big picture of this jigsaw is? If you have a look at the piece that you've got, I'm just dropping mine. Can anybody tell me what is the big picture? You can't tell me, Jacob. Anyone who hasn't seen the box from the little piece that you've got here. Any guesses? Any guesses? JJ? An aeroplane with a ribbon. That's an interesting guess. Anyone else want to guess something else? There's a bowl. Jill's got a bowl. Yes. Any other guesses? Anybody at all? Oh, I haven't got a piece yet. Sorry. Oh, at the back there, Sophie, Barbara's not got a piece yet. Has anyone else not got a piece yet? Everyone's got a piece. JJ, there's a few more around here. Oh, Simone's not got a piece. Your mum's not got a piece yet. There we go. Has someone seen a flower? Okay. Anyone want to make a guess about what the big picture might be? Sandy? Is it a banquet? Yes, young man. Trees and grass. There's certainly lots of greenery in the picture, isn't there? But, okay, it's quite hard, isn't it? It is quite hard. Audrey? I've got green bananas, I think. Bananas. Oh, green bananas. We've got some fruit.
Peas.
Peas. Okay, we've certainly got lots of... have you got, Simeon, have you got a guess? Do you want a guess? Peas? Well, we've got some really good ideas. Could you bring the bowls up to here, girls, and put them on there? And you know what I'm going to do? If you four, to make it a little bit easier, I've got some larger pieces here, okay? So these are a bit bigger. You're going to have to put them together, though, so you'll have to use this here. So I'll give you this one, JJ, and then Sophie and Roxy and June, you have one each. See if you can put them together on here and see if we can work this out. Everybody else, you can see it up on the screen. So there's that's one of the corners and the top corner. And yeah, anyone see what it is yet? It's a market. It is a... What is it? It's a market. It's a floating market. It's a floating market. And all these people are selling green bananas and all sorts of other things on there from their boats. Brilliant. Thank you very much. If you go and sit down for a minute, and then I'll ask your help again in a little while. So keep hold of your little piece of the jigsaw, because what we found there was that from seeing the small piece, it was very hard to get to the big picture. And the story that Nathan told to David was similar. Because what Nathan did was he gave David some pieces of information. He told him a story. Do you remember the story that Lorraine read for us? There was a rich man and a poor man. And the rich man had loads of sheep and loads of cattle. And the poor man had how many sheep?
One.
He had one little lamb that he looked after and raised and cared for as though it was his own child. And then one day, a traveler came to the town. And the rich man wanted to welcome this traveler and make a meal for him. But rather than using one of his own sheep or cattle instead, he took the lamb from the poor man. And do you remember what David's reaction was when he had those pieces and he heard that story? What did David say to Nathan? Do you remember? What was David's reaction? David was angry, very angry. He was furious with this rich man. And he began to say all the awful things that should happen to this rich man. And then what Nathan did was to step back and show David the bigger picture. And he said to David, "You are the man. It's you. You are behaving like that rich man behaved." And if we read back, and we're not going to do it here, but the chapter before, David has acted absolutely awfully. He has broken at least 3 of God's 10 commandments. And he has caused an awful amount of damage in other people's lives. And perhaps it's surprising for us this morning as we hear that David, the man who wrote those Psalms, the man who is famous as the one who killed Goliath, that this amazing figure could actually go so badly wrong. And that is surprising. But you know what? Even more surprising than the fact that David went so wrong is the fact that at the end of chapter 11, before Nathan comes to David, David does not think he has done anything wrong. At the end of chapter 11 of 2 Samuel, David is perfectly at peace with himself. He seems very happy with his new wife Bathsheba. He doesn't seem to think he's done anything wrong at all. And as we think about this story this morning, there's just 2 brief questions that I'd like us to think about as we look at this story. Because the first thing that I thought of as we looked at this is this question of, have I really done anything wrong? I want you to have your jigsaw piece in your hand. I hope we haven't lost them yet. Your jigsaw piece in your hand. And as you look at that, have you not got one? There you go. You've got one now. So this little jigsaw piece, and perhaps sometimes we think about the things that we have done, and perhaps some of the ways that we've gone wrong or we've ignored God in our lives. And we might think they're very small, like this jigsaw piece. They're almost insignificant. Perhaps nobody else knows about these things. And perhaps we might ask that question, have I really done anything wrong? That's what David thought at the start of this reading that Lorraine read for us. He didn't think he'd done anything wrong. And yet we see in the story, as we read it and as we read around it, that choosing to do our own thing, choosing to go our own way, certainly in David's case, had tragic consequences for other people. When we ignore God, we harm ourselves and we harm others. And the choices that David made, and they were David's choices, no one else is to blame in the story. David chose, and David harmed so many other people, including Bathsheba, including Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, including the other soldiers who were killed along with Uriah. And in fact, for some of us who watch the news and read the news, we might think this story feels quite modern. We often read today, don't we, of people in positions of power misusing that power. And perhaps for us, we think, well, my mistakes and my sin or my errors are small, tiny perhaps in comparison. Have I really done anything wrong? Well, just as Nathan showed David the bigger picture, so the Bible shows us that actually all of us have gone wrong. All of us have turned away from God in big ways or in little ways. And when we do that, we hurt ourselves and we hurt others. And yet, did you notice how in the story David was so quick to find the faults in other people? So quick to condemn and to judge the rich man in the story. And that's just what Jesus said, isn't it? In Matthew chapter 7. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? So as we think about this story this morning, we're not going to go poking around looking for sin in other people's lives. Now this is about looking at ourselves, asking God to show us where we have gone wrong. So have I really done anything wrong? And then secondly, just finally, this question. Can God really forgive me? When Nathan turns to David and says dramatically, "You are the man, it's you." David listens to him and David admits, "Yes, I have sinned against the Lord." And he turns back to God. And in a few moments, some of our young people are going to help us to read from the psalm that David writes, Psalm 51, after this event happens. And he expresses in that psalm his sorrow over what he's done. God continued to use David through the rest of his life. He wasn't unaffected by what he'd done, but he was restored. And perhaps we feel that we've ignored God or we've gone against God in ways that are so significant or so repeated. They're not small at all. They're huge. And they've affected so many people. We might feel, can God really forgive me? Well, David's story is an encouragement for you and for me this morning, that God is ready to forgive us when we come back to him. He's ready to receive us back. He's our loving Heavenly Father. So the big picture of the Bible for these two questions, have I really done anything wrong? Can God really forgive me? The big picture, the answer is yes to both of those questions. Yes, the Bible tells us we've all done things wrong. But even better news is that, yes, God really can forgive all of us. And so we see our failings, but even more, we see God's forgiveness.